The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Oh, it's me! It's my intro, is it not?
It's your
Nobody intro. Local FM. Your podcast on worldly news. How are you doing, my dear co-host?
I'm doing quite all right, Rudy. It's the year 2080, and I'm feeling quite old.
Well, you should, because this year you turn 79?
81!
80!
Wait! Yes. Does your birth year start with a 19?
Yes. Is that crazy?
Wow, you're old!
Yeah, I'm pretty cool for that, aren't I? Something that's completely out of my control, and yet it makes me a billion times cooler than you. You basic ass. Yep.
Basic ass? How many people do you know who can say that they were born in the year 2000? No ands, no nothing. 2000.
Okay. Rudy, consider this. If I make it
two numbers is all I need for my four-digit birth year.
Okay. Is that not
actually
the same,
it's the same for
me?
For you? Never mind. Yeah.
I have to think about that one for a minute. Consider this though, Rudy. If I turn 102 years old, I'll have lived in 3 centuries. Meanwhile,
turn 102 years old then.
Yeah, I will. And you probably dead when you're like 32. Yeah, mark my
words.
I
hope. Okay. I'm gonna be petting that croc from the croc zoo from the Malaga episode and then chomp.
Yeah, it's not gonna take long if you're doing that. So Rudy,
we are doing this wrong, by the way.
Meaning?
I should say, we are doing this wrong.
Oh, my apologies, Rudy. Where are we today on this episode?
Today we are in France, in Lyon.
Oh, in Lyon? And what do you know about Lyon, Rudy?
I don't like the French. I actually don't know much about Lyon.
Okay.
I genuinely don't know much. Scratch the part of hating French, I don't. But, is there anything particular that I should know about Lyon?
Not really. I don't know much about Lyon.
It's like a small village somewhere in the nowhere, right?
Not quite, I would say, but...
Isn't it
enough.
Like 100 people live there?
I think it's like 102, actually. So that's technically not
small. I mean, it's not Paris with 200 people in there. It's all towns down there, but...
Yeah. It's pretty crazy how they just like exist as a society. Well, barely, I guess, but...
Yeah. Maybe we'll wake up one day and be like, oh my god, it was all a bad dream. We look at our world maps. It's just a big blob of nothing where France was.
It's just an ocean. There you go. We got some south coast, or we got some west coast for Germany. Not bad. Now all my family won't have to travel to the Netherlands to go to the beach anymore. They'll just go down to where it used to be.
That's a sad trip. I love your family for who they are, but that's a sad trip. to go to the beach and then being Dutch beach.
Well, you don't have much choice, unfortunately, when you're coming from Germany. It's further to go to the North Sea than it is to go to the Dutchies. So, you gotta take what you can get.
Well, I mean, I think there's a very obvious solution. Don't be German.
That's fair. That's true. No counter-argument, because that's just factually accurate.
And today, Lyon, France, Global Local Fan, we move on to the news!
Whee! May I? Ready?
Yes, I was gonna say you should.
May I? Can I start actually this time?
I just
said
yes.
Is it my turn to go first?
Am I allowed to go first? I'm about to... You know
Can
that story that I said
time?
About Rose, Lily, and Cinderblock? You're about to be Cinderblock.
A lot of callbacks this week. All right, well, you're going to love this one, Rudy. Lyon introduces higher parking prices for SUVs. So
higher, okay.
So just to get away from the big oil shtick that I usually go with, this is actually something that I firmly stand behind, and I think that everybody everywhere should do. Not quite. But so, City of Lyon has introduced different parking tiers for light, regular, and heavy vehicles in the fight against emissions. Do you know what an SUV is, Rudy?
Standard utilitarian vehicle.
You know what? That's probably not that far off. But just think of like heavy American trucks that look like, that are way too big, are guaranteed to kill any child that comes across it, and are just not necessary anywhere in a country like the Netherlands, for example. And frankly, most of Europe.
They're delivery trucks mostly, no? Why not?
No, it's like a pickup truck.
Oh, wait, what? That's not the one that I'm thinking. I thought it's a van. SUV.
No.
Let's see. Oh. Oh. Oh, it's a... Oh. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Basically, SUVs are heavy vehicles that are often bought to circumvent actual regulations because they're kind of a different car class of car, if that makes sense. Which has made them very popular in the last few years. But nobody really needs one. And they're kind of just really damaging to the roads because they're just a lot heavier, so they damage the roads. Much more compared to a regular car. So, Lyon is introducing taxes. Not taxes, just higher parking fees. So, residents, as well as visitors, have to pay up to 1.5 times as much parking costs in comparison to an average vehicle, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's several exceptions, which is for tradespeople. So think of like plumbers and stuff that would actually have a reasonable use for them.
Yeah.
And I think families with low income.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not the first city in France to do this. Paris, I think, also did this, as well as several other law changes, like increased taxes on SUVs.
Yeah, this just backtracks to the fucking Ram story I had from Eindhoven, where it's a city of two bike lanes each side of the road, basically one lane road, and then you try to drive a Ram pickup truck through it. Like, what the fuck? Why would you need it?
Yeah. It's really stupid. It's very stupid, genuinely. And this is probably the first genuine news segment I've done ever on this show. But...
Probably.
Good on you, Lyon. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, my first news segment is also about cars.
Oh, yeah?
It's called The Polish Expansion.
Okay.
PJ is concerned about an increase in accidents involving individuals unfavorably known to the services driving vehicles, quote-unquote, registered in Poland and sublet in France.
Uh-huh.
The vehicles are first rented in Poland, a country that offers, quote-unquote, multiple advantages. An uh-huh. actual quote, the companies are very undemanding about the profile of the French companies, then sublet them. On top of that, it is possible in this country to pay in cash, up to 15,000 euros compared to 1,000 euros in France. Finally, the rented vehicles are offered at very attractive prices, including insurance and unlimited mileage. And the best quote from this article, which sounds like a part of the segment where we beefed last episode, but uh-huh. this is from France to Poland. Poland is a cheap gold mine. At this point, might as well say it. Some French person was out there like, Poland is a cheap whore.
So wait, They're buying vehicles in Poland, registering them in Poland, and then bringing them over to France to rent them out.
Subletting by under French companies.
Yeah, that's pretty... I'm honestly surprised that I haven't heard of that before, because that seems like a pretty obvious loophole within the EU, if that makes sense.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, if you want to do... Grand Tour just ended. The Top Gear guys, by the way. I don't know if you people know this, but the Jeremy Clarkson, James May, Richard Hammond trio is officially done. Watched their last episode and was pretty well done, I will say. So maybe there are some French bozos out there who want to be the next Top Gear. Top Gear, if you will.
Okay.
I mean, mi mama's car, room, room.
All right. Very good, Rudy. All right. I'll go to my second news article, and I'll say that this is very old news. This is very old news, actually. But I thought the headline was kind of funny. So, worth a rehash. Drunk man with fake gun holds pizzeria at gunpoint, forcing them to make pizza. So... just for context as well, this was on fucking Christmas Eve, I believe.
Oh my!
Guy walks into Domino's, whips out a fake gun, and demands that the staff make him a pizza for free.
Which pizza was it?
Don't know, it didn't say in the article.
Ah, fucking hell. It would have been a perfect story if it would have been a like perfect pepperoni. The most basic one.
It was actually a margarita without cheese.
Just give me the dough.
takes the pizza, hops on his bike, tries to make a getaway, but gets caught by the cops. So, that's the end of the story. So.
What the fuck?
There you go. I think if you're... here's my moral of a story for this one. If you're already committing a crime... just go all out and send it, you know?
Yeah, drop just some go money all while out you're and at least get like a barbecue pizza.
Sure. That's the one. Don't settle for a margarita without cheese. Go for all the toppings. Put everything on there. And you know what? Make the employees put double too while you're holding them at gunpoint anyway.
Hell yeah, brother. Thin crust, though, because that shit slaps.
Okay. I actually had a thin crust pizza at Domino's here in Australia, and that shit was straight up the worst pizza I've ever had.
Bro, you want to hear a bad story about Domino's? Don't have to look far. This last Sunday for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to not say it in details, but I've had Domino's once in a while, right? And this has happened before, that... sometimes, I don't know why, but sometimes, not all times, but sometimes my tummy doesn't really like deal with the pizzas they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but like it doesn't happen all the time. It happens sometimes. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was on our dear colleagues, Colossal Pangu's Twitch stream for horror games on Sunday. Mm-hmm. After which it was a very tiring stream because we streamed for a long time. We were like, yeah, let's order Domino's. So I ordered the usual perfect pepperoni, small pizza. Did not go for a thin crust, but basically that. I eat it. I feel my tummy starts hurting. Ah, shit. Okay, I'm gonna go home because I have a pill for that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, walking down the stairs in his apartment, I'm like, oh my God. It suddenly feels like somebody like stabbed a knife in me, right?
Jesus.
I was going with friends and I was like, yo, what the hell is this? And they're like, okay, go home. Okay. It passes. I start going home. Somewhere midway, suddenly it starts feeling like I'm giving birth to Antichrist. And when I tell you, I barely got home in time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna spare the details, but people can figure out what happened next. I'm fine now. It's fine, but like something in that pizza, something that day really did not sit well with me.
Yeah, that does not sound ideal, to say the least.
I genuinely almost shat my pants while cycling home on my bike.
All right.
I know it's funny now, but I was genuinely like not having a good time.
See, but that's the silver lining to it all. Just when you know you're just having like a shit experience, but it's so bad that you know it's a good story later, and then later you can laugh about
Brother, it. I was not thinking about having a good story later whilst I was cycling. And at some point, by the way, it almost started raining, and I was like, that would be the cherry on top if I'm cycling home and it starts raining when I'm about...
No, I meant you're not thinking of it in the moment, but...
You know what I thought of at the moment, by the way, which was the stupidest way ever? I was like, if a car, like, if I'm, like, skipping a red light and a car, like, runs me over, mm-hmm. I'm gonna... It's not gonna be a pretty sight with everything that's in me right now.
Jesus, what an image. God. All right, Rudy, do you want to pop it over to another news article to get rid of that one?
Yep, yep. The Jellyfish Saga Part 2.
No way.
Yep, it's a fucking weird coincidence, but a freshwater jellyfish observed in an artificial lake in Charente-Maritime has caused surprise, as it was thought that jellyfish only lived in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
It is in fact an invasive species originating from, say it with me, the neighboring country
the
of France.
Pacific Island.
China.
Okay.
Cruspeda custa soverbi, which is colonizing more and more bodies of water in France and around the world. Only one case of sting from this jellyfish was recorded and studied in 2017.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, global cooling, jellyfish are hitting it up.
So it's basically a freshwater jellyfish? Is that correct?
Yes. Apparently about like 7 species of those are recorded in throughout the world, and one of them in Central Europe.
Hmm. Picture this. You just made dinner. It's a great looking steak, because that's something that you can cook for yourself because you're self-sufficient. Got some fries. The only thing that you need is a tasty glass of water. And right as you open that tap, jelly in the form of fish starts flowing out. Goo enters your cup. And you have to drink it because there's no other choice. That's the freshwater jellyfish that's
talking
in your taps
goop.
Right now.
Talking about goop, this is perhaps a better story for a podcast that we killed it because it's 6 feet under. But... have you heard of that incident in the 70s, I want to say? Where a small town called, I think, Oakville or something like that, in USA for a couple of days experienced jelly rain?
No.
An actual thing that happened, you can look it up. Raindrops that are gelatinous, people who touched this or in any way like interacted with this got
sick.
Nauseous. Okay. Residents were like, what the fuck? They sent their to multiple different other cities and establishments to test this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the best that at the time people could establish is that it was some kind of man-made artificial, like, sort of like the, within the jello was a matrix to hold or transport viruses. So, long story short, it seemed like a test for bioweapons.
Mm.
But till this day, nobody knows where or what it was like used or where it came from. USA, of course, is like, oh, we would never use it on our own citizens because it did happen in the US, but I would not put it past them.
Mm.
And yeah, till this day, nothing has more like come out. And some of the labs have even reported that after they did the test, after a while, the sort of specimens got either stolen or disappeared. And when some people, instances that somebody asked their supervisor, what the fuck? And the supervisor was like, don't ask any questions about this.
Okay. I actually read this as well.
Did you? And did you actually?
Yeah. So here's what happened. They flew up like a giant gelatinous, like, you know, those sheets that they put in food, I guess? Like, yes. They made one, like, a kilometer by a kilometer, flew it up, okay. Helicopter at each corner, brought it up, wait for the rain, right before it rains, have one guy with the flu sneeze on it, and boom, trickles through into the village, and there you go. Weapon of mass destruction. Yeah.
That sounds exactly like what happened. It's almost as if you were there.
It is. I was there. I was actually the guy that sneezed on the thing.
That's a big sneeze you got there, big bro.
For the massive sneeze.
I thought that we established that you only need two numbers for your four-digit birth year. So that means that if this happened in the 70s and you were already there,
yeah.
The only other choice is that you were born in 1888?
I guess so. Unless it's...
There's no other numbers. Like, if you go below 1999 and you need... Sorry?
1777?
Okay, yeah, if you go down and down, of course, but...
Have you ever heard of the year 10?
Wow. 10 years after Jesus, huh?
10 years after Jesus, I walked the earth and I said, you know what? One day in about 2,000 years, I'll sneeze on jelly. And by God, I did it.
I think it's a time for ad now.
All right, I think so too. We'll catch you guys in a bit.
Catch you.
We've all enjoyed a good croissant for breakfast and lunch, and hell, even dinner before. But have you ever wanted to have a croissant at 10 p.m. at a house party? It's hard to have a croissant under such circumstances without coming across as a deranged lunatic. Introducing Croissand, the innovative party game with the sole objective of eating croissants. No longer will you be shunned at parties, going home with nicknames such as Croissant Clown and Pastry Boy. The concept is simple. You have a bag of 6 croissants, one of which contains a high volume of sand. Every player eats one croissant and tries to see who got the sandy croissant. The loser has to drink a shot, but more importantly, the winners get to gloat and imagine the inevitable health problems that the loser will have for the rest of their life as a result of this cheeky snafu. Get your croissant today and croissant fun at a party near you.
We should definitely do a globally local of M exclusive, some kind of remix. That shit just lit as fuck. Bro.
I think that one's coming to a nightclub near you soon, Rudy. Look forward to it.
Honestly, me and my friends went to a nightclub, to our dear Stratum, which for those who don't know is theoretically, I think, the longest continuous bar street in the Netherlands, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that's what they say. Yeah. I don't know if it's true.
That's what they say. Anyway, so we went there and first we went to a Spanish club. Meh. And then we were like, okay, let's go to the gay bar. We went to the gay bar.
Classic.
Brother. Pipeline. The iconic moment of my friend going with one hand like fisted, being like suppressing a yawn, and with the other one just like shaking it up and down as in like he's partying like crazy. Please. I was like, that's fucking what an icon. Slay, brother. Anyways, thank you for the croissant ad, our dear ad man. I think it's time for the weather. As for the weather news, yeah. It seems even the weather has it out for the French. A little bit of thunder, a little bit of sun, and a whole lot of rain, folks. I mean like a full-on more than half of November will be an outdoor aquapark. I mean like a hella tsunami going out for you people. I mean, like, if you're French, fuck you. Like, I mean, like, hey, nature has it out for you. And the temperatures do not make this better. Starting with 16 Celsius daytime, it will stoop as low as 7 degrees Celsius by the end of the month, with nighttime going from 10 to as low as the big old fat zero. All I can say is, if you're French, have fun.
Okay.
I love you guys.
All right. Well, then everybody, close your eyes and picture the following.
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. I'm your editor, Sid. And unfortunately, as Monsieur Henri has not paid me for my editing skills for this segment, I will go on a strike because ça va pas alors, putain de merde de tabarnak de calice. I refuse to edit this segment. Not like he listens back to them anyways. But regardless, bonne journée, mes chéris.
You wonder the historius Jesus. Let me restart.
You wonder the historius Jesus. No. 10 years from his birth, as Henry walks the earth.
You wander the historic streets of Lyon, enjoying a typical French breakfast of coffee and cigarettes. Does it get any better than this? You ask yourself. Suddenly, everything goes black in front of your eyes. Moments later, a bright flash. Everything seems the same, yet slightly different. You check your phone, and you see that the calendar has shifted back to the mid-2010s. You turn around and see a young Latvian gentleman walking, and before long you realize it's Rudy, the brutal fascist dictator who ruled out heterosexuality in the 2040s. This is your chance to kill him before he turns everyone in the world gay. A bead of sweat rolls down your face as you approach the young man. Do you have it in you to do what it takes? If you enjoy killing people with time travel, then maybe Lyon can be your next destination.
Oh my god. Fuck! I only have 16 years more for that? But that means I succeed. Everybody turns gay, right?
Well, I guess so. So, you better get on that.
I will do it for the community. I'm an ally. To my own sexuality.
Small concern regarding that plan. If everybody in the world is gay, then what happens to the gay bar? Is it just bar now?
It's the best bar.
Okay. That's just the new name, the best bar?
Yep. Merge.
All right. I'll take it.
You go there to get the best drinks, best music, best blowies.
And a hella overpriced vodka Red Bull. And on that note, let's go to our local business, Rudy.
For today's business, I recommend Musée Lumière, where you can be their guest, put their service to the test.
No.
Little bit of Disney love there, but to give you the actual description of the place, you can visit a film museum, documentation center, and library at the site of the Lumière factory, family villa, and park.
Sounds
it's a
good.
Bunch of cool lights, y'all.
Okay. So, my recommendation is when you're in France, you gotta have a croissant filled with sand, ideally, but if not, my recommendation is the Boulangerie Les Frères Barillot, which is a hip little bakery with highly rated croissants within walking distance of the park and botanical garden of Lyon.
Lovely.
And as for their local radio station, Rudy, thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to give a small preface to this one. So, in case you don't know, I'm a big fan of games, and I'd even go so far as to call myself a gamer. That's a bit shocking, I know.
Are you putting that out on the internet?
That's right. Let that sink in for a minute, and please accept me for who I am.
Yeah, that's right, people. When he comes on the street, you can smell him coming your way.
That's right. And we all know that gamers don't have time for women, which is why I recommend 89.3 Radio Virgin France. Stay locked in with some French rock tunes.
For our overseas listeners, I want to recommend France Eurovision Radio. If you wanted to find out what is Eurovision, or get a feel of what songs contest in it, the French have ensured that this is not the place. I listened to 5 songs back to back, and not a single one was of any Eurovision contest that I remember, so yeah. I don't know what the name is about. It seemed to do nothing with Eurovision.
Any chance they were like really old songs?
No.
All right.
Like these ones, I feel like it's one of those feelings where like I've heard this song, but I know it's not from Eurovision.
Yeah. Okay.
There was enough. An American song at some point. I was like, that's not from Eurovision.
Well, that's from the Eurovision 2032 when America joins in the same way that Australia does.
Yeah, okay. You know what? That's true. And that's like, what, 8 years from my dictatorship? I'll allow it.
Yeah. Sounds good. Looking forward to your future rule,
Rudy. In that case, I have some shit to do because I need to start laying down the first like plan and manifest of my, coming of power. Thank you for listening to this episode of Lyon, France, a globally local FM brought to you by Tome of Huzzah! And yeah, give a shout out to Colossal Pengu on Twitch or to me at 000RUDY000 on Instagram. So 30s, Rudy's 30s. You can also spread some love to Henry, who is right now in
a sandbox eating croissants and maybe sand. Who knows the difference? I sure don't.
There you go. And next week you can hear us from
Edmonton, Canada.
Pretty good, eh?
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 That's the only thing I know about Canada.
Eh?
Sorry, eh?
Eh?
Eh? Eh? What's the deal with maple syrup, eh?
Eh?
Eh? Eh?